Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. A casual thumb through a bird field guide by a non-birder generally results in recognition of many birds, perhaps 50 or more, by a name that is more or less correct. But then the perusal often becomes a sharp focus when the viewer reaches the finches. Wow, I want to see one of those, is an exclamation I have heard again and again from beginning bird students. And most of the time, they are looking at the painted bunting, the male painted bunting. This bird is truly a feathered rainbow. It has a deep purple-blue head accented with bright red ring around the eye, a chartreuse back, red rump and breast, brownish-black wings and tail. French-American colonists called it the nonpareil, the bird without equal. And truly, it is without rival among American birds in terms of its colors. While the male retains these vivid colors year-round, his lady love is mostly lime green with a bit of yellow on her belly. These colorful birds winter in southwest Florida and can be seen at feeders at places such as the Corkscrew Sanctuary. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The spectacular brilliant purple, yellow-green, red, and black painted bunting is a bird that nests in the south-central United States, northeastern Mexico, and in the low country of the Carolinas, southeastern Georgia, and north Florida. Most painted buntings winter in Mexico, but many make their winter home in south Florida. Feeders along the boardwalk at the Corkscrew Audubon Sanctuary in southwest Florida attract painted buntings each winter and hundreds of birders who come to view them. The painted bunting feeds primarily on the ground, consuming quantities of weed and grass seeds, but also taking many insects. It is also easily attracted to backyard feeders with the small black oil sunflower seeds. The keys to success in attracting painted buntings and other feeder birds are safety at the feeder site, keeping the feeders filled with nutritious seeds, and nearby habitats that provide shelter and natural foods. Once a painted bunting has found a good wintering area, it returns to the same site year after year. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. In colonial America, native birds were often kept as cage pets, and none was more popular than the painted bunting. The male of this intensely purple, green, and red finch is brilliantly colored and has a sweet, musical, and high-pitched song with somewhat of a tinkling quality to it. It adapted readily to captivity, even nesting in home aviaries. Through the 19th and early 20th centuries, painted buntings were readily available as cage birds in southern markets. They were also often shipped to European markets, where descendants of captive birds are still available. There have been recent records of painted buntings in the wild in Europe, but these appear to all be of escaped pets, and no local nesting populations are known. In North America and Great Britain, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918 made it illegal to keep native birds in captivity or to sell them. The act was later modified to include Mexico and other countries. Although wild-caught painted buntings can still sometimes be found for sale in Mexican markets, throughout its range, the real beauty of the painted bunting is recognized as it sings from a perch in its natural habitat. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The brilliantly colored painted bunting is a bird of roadside weeds and forest edges. It especially favors brushy wetland edges. It is a bird that probably increased in numbers as humans cleared eastern forests. It is also a bird that readily takes advantage of bird feeders and bird baths. That's the good news. The bad news is that for more than 30 years of careful monitoring across the southeast, painted bunting populations have steadily declined by an average of about 3.5% per year, as much as a 50% decline since the late 1960s. Why? Scientists aren't certain, but loss of wetland habitats and clearing of roadside vegetation top the list of problems. Parasitism by brown-headed cowbird also takes a heavy toll. So, too, do Latin American markets where wintering painted buntings are trapped and sold. Getting to know the painted bunting and understanding the intricacies of interrelationships between it and its environments during nesting, migration, and wintering are the essential beginnings to meaningful conservation. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Painted buntings might be called the butterflies among finches because of their brilliant blue, yellow, green, and red colors. Those colors of the male spell trouble, however, because competition for females seems to be pretty fierce. While most birds, including painted buntings, defend a territory first by song, the painted bunting is quick to do physical battle for his space and lady love. Battles between male painted buntings are sometimes so ferocious that feathers literally fly and individuals can be injured in the fray. It may be for this reason that male painted buntings don't get their brilliant colors until during their second year. During their first breeding season, they are lime green like the females, and during their first breeding season, most wander in search of the right area to settle down and gain confidence and experience that will prepare them for the battles ahead. Breeding males arrive on their nesting grounds early, usually by late April, to carve out a territory. Females arrive about a week later. The female builds the nest and cares for nestlings while the male stands guard. After young leave the nest, the male helps with the brood. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.